Hey there, Les Couples Talk Fam. It's your girl Lovey, and I'm back with you for yet another episode of the Les Couples Talk podcast. We're heading into episode 12 today, and I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited about today's podcast title because I'm talking about blended families today. And I think it's a really popular topic. It's something that we see often in the community, and more specifically, it's something that I am currently a part of and experiencing in my life with my wife and daughter. So I think it would be remiss of me, I guess I should say, not to talk about such a topic and not to give my points on it. So here I am today to do so. And in getting into this topic, I also think that it's critical that I got the opinions of the missus once again. Hello, giving me a back-to-back feature on the Les Couples Talk
Well,
podcast.
this one's important to me too.
And
I have a thought or two on it.
Great.
Yeah.
I love when you say that. So I appreciate you being here once again, giving me your
Well,
time, your
thank you.
thoughts, your energy.
Thank you. I
'Cause you
look
know we
forward to
vibe
it.
good together.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in talking about blended families today, I just wanted to give a little background as to what blended families are, and then get into a little bit of our history of our parental background, our family type, what that was like, and then we can expand from there on.
All right, sounds like a plan. Let's
Yeah,
go.
yeah.
Yeah.
So in my reading and research, my favorite thing to do,
Of course.
I was able to, just get a better understanding of what the blended families term represents, really. And it's just basically families that would have come together and are now what they call step parents or step
Right,
children,
that's a
right?
form,
Yes,
right?
that's one form of a blended family. Adoption too is
Right,
like
that's
another
another
form
way.
of a blended
Right,
family,
right, right, right.
right?
Generations and generations and generations kind of blending
Correct.
together.
Yes.
Culturally, that could
So,
be one way. There
yeah.
you have those families.
Yeah,
True, true.
so that was basically what the research said, and it matched with what I understood
Right.
as a blended family.
Interracial. Yep, that's another one.
Correct, that's another type. Good
Right.
point, babe. That's another type of a blended family.
Right.
So,
All
yeah,
right.
that's what we're talking about when we zone in on this topic, blended families, right? And, I'd like you now to share a little bit about your history in terms of your family type, what that was like, and growing up in your family type.
All right, so for me, let's see, so I'm 40, what am I, 46?
Yeah, babe, somewhere
46,
there.
somewhere in there.
Who's counting?
Who's counting? So I'm 46, and my parents are both still living and alive, well and kicking, thank God.
Shout out to the
Ooh, the in-laws are awesome.
in-laws.
Love them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, my parents are still together. They've been together my entire life. I've known nothing but being raised in a home where I've got both my mother and father. But within that unit, I also had a sister. She had a different father. I also had two brothers. They had a different mother. So at the time, that was very confusing because these people showed up and are now my siblings, and we all live together today.
Right. Yeah.
That's how it came to me. Today, we're a family. Yes. All six of us.
I meet you today and tomorrow. Yeah,
so let's go take this family trip. And I'm like, what is that even? So I grew up that way. So I had these brothers who didn't know me, and I had a sister who I grew up with, but my brothers didn't know me or her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was strange. Then my mother coping with these other children.
Right.
Therefore, a new blended element emerging right before her eyes, right before my eyes. Mm. Lots of blended opportunities here.
Right.
And then you've got my sister who's got a sister, a little sister. Now she's got two half brothers.
Yeah.
Or they're really stepbrothers and I'm their half. So that's a form of the form of blended family.
I could see the confusion there for a child. Ooh,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
To like, go from not knowing these people, right? And then...
But you look like me, but I don't know you. But you're my blood.
Where have you been? What?
So yeah, it was interesting growing up, going off to college. All of us left for college.
Mm-hmm.
One sibling did not. He still was successful.
Okay,
he's not with us anymore. Love him. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, my life in my family was more like the Cosbys. The Cosby Show. That was how I grew up. You know, we struggled, but we kept everything.
But y'all were bougie.
We was bougie. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. We was bougie.
Don't be afraid to say it.
Nice. Yeah, but my parents did an outstanding job with us. I feel like I turned out very well.
Yes, you did.
They were both educators. They were both were very involved in my life and how I and who I became, what kind of person I became.
Right.
You know, I'm very compassionate because of them. So, you know, heads up to the two parent households that really went the distance. I don't think those families get enough conversation.
Shout out to the in-laws once again. And if you haven't checked out that episode on the in-laws,
go check that out.
You need to do so ASAP. All right.
Archer Quarterman's man.
Correct.
That's what.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I get that.
What about you?
Yeah.
Where you come from?
Where do you know I come from? A place called Trinidad and Tobago.
Talk about it.
But my family type growing up was, I guess, well, majorly different to yours because my mom and dad didn't work out from very early on when I was a baby. So they split, and what happened was that I had to go like between mom and dad, like for weekends and holidays and that kind of thing. That was good. It had its perks in terms of certain things I can do by my dad, I couldn't do by my mom, and vice versa. You know, so I appreciated the fact that I could be able to run away and do some stuff here, and then be able to run on that side and do. Right?
They were always there.
So that was like a little luxury that I enjoyed, right? But my mom was strict as fuck, though.
Right.
She didn't play around with this one daughter of hers.
Mm-mm.
And I have a brother. Yes. That's my mom's son, not my dad's. On my dad's side, I have three sisters.
Right.
But in growing up, though, we never said...
Your dad has four girls.
So my dad has four girls. My mom has a boy and a girl.
Gotcha.
My brother and me. And my dad has my sisters and me.
Right.
Yeah. And... in growing up, though, there was never any conversation about this is step anything or half anything.
Mm-hmm,
it was always, this is your sister, this is your brother. Mm-hmm. I will say that, even though I was in between homes.
Right.
Right?
This is your sister, this is your brother.
Yeah.
Period. There was
no
separation.
My father taught us that from early on. This is your sister. So, nothing else. And we grew up like that all our lives, and we are still the same today, you know, generally as adults, right?
Yeah,
and so I really appreciated that when I grew up to really understand what half sisters and stepbrothers or whatever was, I was like, oh, I kind of had that. But then I was like,
psh, not really.
Yeah, it didn't that matter because that's right, that's yeah. all that mattered. Right. Yeah.
And that's how I feel today about my siblings. Right. That's my sister, that's my brother. But at the end of the day, it was confusing how they showed up. Right. At some point, that confusion kind of creeps in when you have that blended family.
Yeah, so that was the blended family that I was a part of. Because then when my mom, some years in, we moved from our original home and moved to another city, she got married to someone else. And so then I had a stepdad, I guess, right? But then I was, you know, like around 12 or 13. So I really understood what that meant then.
Right.
And so that's my stepfather. But even with him, my relationship with him is my father.
Right.
Because I have my dad. He's alive. He's well.
Yep.
He will always be my dad. But my stepfather is my other dad.
Right.
No step anything step still. In-laws. But it's there, but it's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that has always been the relationship.
And so for you and me, then the similarity really is that we both had both of our parents our whole entire lives.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes. The only difference really is you had yours together and mine was separate. But
and you turned out wonderful. They did a good job.
Thank you, babe. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
We got to do an episode on those in-laws.
We haven't gotten there yet.
It's a coming. It's a coming, I'm
right.
sure.
Right.
When they get here.
Yes.
All right. So moving into what's up next. What about our current blended family?
Oh yeah,
because that's what we are part of now, that's what we're experiencing.
Yes.
And so we have to talk about that.
Definitely.
So our blended family, for those who don't know, I had a daughter from a previous relationship, and when I got here and my wife and I married and settled, my daughter came here to be with us, to live with us, go to school here and be her best self.
Right. That's what's happening.
Right, which is what's happening, and I'm loving it.
Right.
So that's what our blended family now looks like.
And here I am, 46 years old. With no children. Had no idea that I would ever have any.
Right.
Well, maybe I had a dream here and
right.
there. But never really saw myself in a family situation.
Mm.
And here I am. I have a wife and now I have a daughter.
A
10-year-old.
Yes.
Comes with attitude and all.
Ooh, wee.
So a hot trinny to the bone attitude, I will add.
Yes.
But I love it all the same. And it... For me,
that's
having
me
you guys, for me, it's like still having a built-in family with a structure that has history, that has real deep roots in a lot of different directions that we can pass on together to this child. So when I realized I had a package deal and I saw the work that you did with the baby up till now.
Right, right.
I was like...
Because y'all met before.
I got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, y'all met before.
Yeah.
I mean,
FaceTime.
While we were FaceTiming, while I was in Trinidad.
We formed a
stuff.
Relationship.
Right, right.
She knew who I was before I got here. And once she got here, me and her, we still working through things, but we good.
Right, so that's what I wanted to get into, like what has been some of the rewards of being in a blended family now? You naturally started talking about it.
Some of the rewards, like she like surprises me sometimes and she does really sweet and endearing things.
Yeah.
She's not mushy. She's not a mushy kind of kid, but very sensitive, and I see that.
Yes.
But she's very, very clear and very focused on what it is she's into.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll do some things sometimes that are really thoughtful. And it's just, maybe she does see me, you know.
Yeah.
And she calls me mom sometimes. And
aww.
I,
she recognizes
just freaking
you
floors me. When I tell you.
Yeah.
I don't understand that thing about parents and the bond because I don't have my own.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, sometimes I got to check my tear factory here because it just... be on overdrive. So, but it's the good stuff. And I'm grateful more than anything to be able to have this experience with her, with you, new blended family.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's dope.
Okay, any other rewards you want to share?
Nah, man, it's a whole bunch, but...
Okay.
You know,
it's that's like your podcast. Major. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, like seeing you mother her is really dope to watch.
Oh, I got so many more rewards. Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, go but ahead. That's fine. Yeah. It's dope to watch, though, because... Aww. Even though you don't have your own kids, you still have that maternal instinct.
And so I wondered if that comes
out. Yeah, it comes out through you mothering her. And so sometimes I might be afar back and just looking on at what the fuck is going on.
You're right.
But
right.
That's just, I'm not being
creepy.
We're
working through it.
Yeah, I'm not being
watching
creepy.
Us work through it.
Yeah, I just want to see this process because it's unfolding so beautifully. Even in its flaws, it's still unfolding
because sometimes I can tell when I'm on her nerves and she like, she ain't feeling me. It's got its moments. It ain't rose petals and flower beds. It's ugly sometimes. Right. I got to get in her tail.
Yeah.
Let her know who's who.
But it's still a bond y'all are forming.
Yeah.
You know, there's different bond levels, I'll say. There's the respect level of bonding.
Yes.
Right? There's a chill where y'all could, you know, chat about anything. And
then it's a trust, that trust one.
Correct. Which is developing nicely too, I'd say.
Anybody going into a new family situation?
Get them this advice,
got
babe.
Some attitude. And opinions.
Yes.
Respect them.
Give them this
respect
advice.
Because that parent they had before, that's all they had.
Yes.
You coming in as a visitor to earn it.
Right.
But
and
also exert
like
authority.
Their time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also exert authority and show the boundaries.
Correct.
And that's a great lesson I'm learning.
Correct.
Those boundaries are, they can be blurred easily because of love and because of, you know, natural affection for the child or for the mother or for yourself. But at the same time, gotta have boundaries.
Okay. I also like the fact that in terms of rewarding, we can build our own traditions as a family now, as
Brand
a blended
stuff.
Family, as as us, the Archer Quarterman household, slash Lewis. I gotta put that in there. If she ever hears this and I don't mention that Lewis, she's gonna be annoyed, right?
As fire.
And so it's really nice to see the way that together we are creating our own traditions as a newly blended family.
Right. It's really something I expected to get into early on in our marriage, and I can see that this first year is going to reveal all kinds of fun things, but it's going to give me a good taste of what it's like for some of the traditions that you guys are accustomed to to merge into some of mine, and then we create our own. I'm like really, really stoked about that.
I am looking forward to that too. It's like a cultural melting pot, you know.
Exactly.
Yes, and mixing that's gonna be amazing. From Thanksgiving, to Christmas, to the New Year.
We do it how we wanna.
Wow.
I'm ready.
Yes.
That's
I know.
Weirdo. But yeah.
No, that's not weird. That's good, actually. That's great.
Yeah. Super geek. Anyway.
Helps with time management, etc. So, anyway. So with your Libra living, loving self, as we spoke about rewards earlier, there will be challenges.
Yes.
And so can you tell me about any challenges that you're facing being in a newly blended family or any that you see yourself facing at any time?
Sure. One of the challenges, I didn't expect there to be none, first off. I expected there to be some. One of the ones that I expected but really did not end up seeing much of was I didn't want to, you know, be a replacement, or I didn't want anybody to think I was taking somebody's spot in their life. Meaning, you know, I didn't want her to feel like I was changing who she now knows are her parents.
Yeah,
I'm a plus one. You know, I fell in love with you, but I knew that was a package deal. So
my other mom,
right?
Yeah,
and
she
now
says.
She acknowledges, you know, me as her other mom. That to me is just
Yeah. It totally surpasses the challenge that I thought would be there.
Yeah. I get that. Okay. For me, I'd say that I didn't have challenges, and right now I don't have any challenges. I did have a fear prior to her coming here, just thinking about how the actual meeting between both of y'all in reality, what that's going to really be like. Yeah. Because, I mean, for FaceTime, it's amazing. It's awesome. Yeah. She loves Leslie. Yeah. But when she gets here and she actually sees you, feels your energy, like, what was that going to be like? And I was worried, you know, that she would be probably a little timid. And but she surpassed all those fears for me.
Timid, I don't know nothing about it.
Right? And so, just y'all clicked. And, yeah, I mean.
That's my girl, though.
So much so that when she be like, no, mommy, not you, Leslie. I'm like, oh, shit.
And then when she be listening to me and stuff, I'm like, oh. She listening. She taking her advice.
Bringing a pillow
sometimes for you. She be like,
right, if you're sleeping, she bring you a pillow. You know those little cute things, and that's what I'm talking about earlier. That it's beautiful to watch that bond building between the two of you.
It's truly a joy to go through it, and this side of parenting I didn't expect ever to see me be able to do.
Yeah,
so it's really been something, quite an experience.
Okay,
I wouldn't change it for the world.
So yeah, okay, good.
Yeah,
that's great to hear. And another thing I also think about is like, she's 10, about to hit that or hitting the puberty stage.
I come in right on time. Right,
preteen drama.
Yes.
You know what's that gonna look like too?
I know she's so sweet. I'm not sure it's gonna be too terrible, but there's a ability for it to be retarded.
I know, because remember, there's a range of emotions we're talking about.
She very passionate is what I'm gonna call it, y'all.
Right.
I'm gonna call it passionate. Gonna meet
new folk and passionate.
I'm gonna call it passionate.
Yeah, like that's my mini me, babe. That's my mini me.
Just like you. But no, she's sweet, so I'm almost torn. I don't think it's gonna be terrible. Right. Just gonna be some bumps in the road, or it just might be horrible.
Right.
But whatever it is, it may
be the sweetest journey ever.
Right. We all here for it.
But good. Challenges, no, it's, thus far, nah.
I don't think so. Not yet.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I'm liking this so far.
Yeah, me too.
And, all right, well, let's look into wrapping it up with expanding or adding to is now a party of three.
What a plus.
Blended family.
One more for four. No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where are you on that, babe?
Pretty solid on cold. No. Mm. Rather not. Mm-hmm. Just because we got a lot that we are still exploring about each other, right? Our journey is unique. It took us 3 years to finally get to this first year.
Right.
So, you know, we good, right? Also, I just don't think I want to hear crying 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I don't understand why it's crying. But then also the actual strain of you carrying and all of the changes that you would go through. And there would be an adjustment that way too. My schedule, it would be an adjustment. Mm. So for me right now, I just want to enjoy all of this good stuff right now because it's the bomb.
Right,
If I can be blunt, honest, straight up.
Of course.
No, I don't want no kid right now.
Yeah.
But I did entertain the thought because I'm like, you've had a child. And, you know, I don't know that bond. And I can imagine that, you know, you might want to have another one.
Right.
So I was open.
Mm-hmm.
I was open to it because you know you're my babes.
Yeah, baby.
What I gotta do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm down for it. If you know, baby, like, look, I need this baby. We gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
But right now, nah.
It's a hell no.
Yeah.
yeah. I'm with you. I'm right now. I'm at a 60-40 though. Mm. My 60 is hell fucking no.
Right.
And my 40 is...
That's pretty strong right there.
I really love my wife and what we're building, and I really will love to bear and create.
That would be so
you know, that reciprocal IVF process that we spoke about, that we would like to try put your egg in me, that would be so amazing.
Yeah,
part of life, part of science, part of nature, everything.
So freaking stoked.
It would be amazing.
So there's that to think about.
So there's that, and so that's my 40, right? And I feel like I want to do that sometimes, but it's not enough to outweigh, of course, my 60. That's saying the reality of this means pampers, milk, crying at night, as you said, babysitters, doctor visits.
For real stuff.
Oh,
the whole.
It goes on and on. Body changes, emotional changes, schedules.
Right. We just. Settling in
it
now.
Sounds like so much
so
right
it's
now.
Something to think about when you start thinking about blended families.
And then, babe, I have 4 more years before I get into the 40 range, know? So if I have to do that, I have 4 more years to think about that. Because going over 40, I don't really want to be trying to now have a kid.
Because next year I might be like, look,
you know,
I need some little pitter-pats running around the house.
And I'll be ready and waiting. Anything before that 40, and we're fine.
Right.
Now, if you come to me with it after 40, babe, I might have to shut it down. Right?
Not by me. I argue too much.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, that's where I'm at in terms of us expanding our family.
Right now.
I know Michaela might be really stoked about it.
Yeah. Or she might like her time in the spotlight.
True. Because she has always been an only child. So, yeah. Right. But. You know.
Maybe she would take on though being a big sister.
Mm-hmm. I think so, and she'd do it well. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's responsible and energetic enough.
Yes.
To play that big sister role.
She would want
role.
To help.
So,
she's good that way.
Yes.
She would want to help.
Yes. Well, let's see where the universe guides us.
Let everything align.
Right, as usual.
Right.
Okay, babe. Mm. So I really do appreciate you. Taking time and giving me another episode of greatness.
Hey.
You are appreciated. You are loved.
Thank you, baby. I love you too. And I'm always here for topics that inspire or help people sort things out about what some of the challenges and some of the things are that we deal with. Not even challenges, just regular life.
Yes. And this
issues.
Is an all important topic within the community, you know,
how
because.
Does it work?
Right.
Who's doing
people
what?
Are creating all types of families out there. So
create it how you want it.
Right. Whatever works best for you.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
So.
Yeah. So with that, I wanna remind you, my last couple stalk fam, that you can catch this episode on all your major platforms. Also, the link for today's podcast is going to be in the Instagram bio of the Les Couples Talk Instagram page, so you can check it out there. Also, stay tuned. Remember, we got part 2 of the Queer and Winning series coming up. You don't want to miss that. And as I say to you guys at the end of each episode, keep doing and being who you are authentically. The right people will eventually see. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Say bye, babe.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.